Hey, girlfriend, welcome to the Wind Up Women podcast. My name is Shannon, and I am an online health mentor and a full-time corporate babe who loves all things wine and shaking up that noise that is inside your head. Say what? Each week, I will be sharing a dose of inspiration to help you make massive changes in your mindset, motivation, and overall happiness so you can stop bottling up your potential and pour out those excuses. You in? If so, grab your wine and I'll see you on the inside. What is up, my Wind Up Women tribe? Hello. I feel like I always sing on these and I'm like, why do I do that to myself? Why? Welcome back, babe. I'm so excited to have you back here on another episode. Can I just say, Wind Up Women, this podcast has been here for 1 year. 1 year I've been showing up on the podcast, on the interwebs, every Wednesday, and I'm just so proud to be able to be here and building this tribe. And that reminds me, if you haven't already, go leave a review right now. Because I don't know if you know this, that every review helps this podcast get out there and more people to find this podcast. So I would love, love, love if you've been a listener, go leave a review, share this on your stories, get this message out there because I know it's helpful and I know that it can help your loved ones, your friends, your besties, your grandma. I don't know, but share this episode, leave a review, subscribe. You know what they say. But I'm just so grateful to be here for a year and going through these crazy things and journeys that we experience on our day-to-day life. And not only me sharing like my struggles, but also like just being vulnerable and showing you like, it's not always rainbows and butterflies. It's not always perfection. And that's life. And that's what makes us all beautiful because we all have something that we're struggling with. But when you share it and you're open about it and you're willing to discuss those, you know, those demons, those struggles, those, the resistance that you're feeling, that's when you become honestly a light in this world because we need that. We need to know that we are not alone. We need to know that we're not alone in our struggles because a lot of people might think like, why do I feel this way? Why am I sad? Why am I not doing this? They're comparing each other, themselves to people on Instagram and their people's highlight reels. And it's like, it makes you feel so down. And it's like, you know, we can't do that to ourselves. We can't compare ourselves to others because sometimes other people aren't sharing the real them. They're just sharing like this filtered version of themselves. And that's why I love podcasting so much because it's literally taking the veil off and getting down and dirty and sharing tangible tips and honestly like sitting down and having wine or coffee with a friend and just being honest and being vulnerable and being open and being ready and willing to hear new ways of thinking and learn new things. So thank you for being here for 1 year on last year, a new listener. Just thank you for tuning in today. I just am so grateful for you and just grounding in that. I'm just super grateful for that. I'm just so excited for another year of the Wind Up Women podcast. So cheers. I'm having a delicious coffee again. I'm having pumpkin coffee with a pumpkin spice creamer and some pumpkin spice. Yeah, I'm a little basic over here, but it's delicious. Try it. And then I have like one of those frother things. I don't know if you've seen those, but it's like this little handheld spinning whipping type thing that you put right in the creamer and you whip it and it creates this really fluffy, delicious, decadent creamer fluffiness in your coffee and it's just so extra. I love it. But all right, let's dive into today's content. And it's really like all about if you've ever struggled with feeling like in a fog, like you're living in a fog, you feel like you're waking up and you're just living day to day, not really caring what's happening. You just, nothing's really bringing you joy. You're not sure what makes you happy. You don't really care about doing anything. You're just like, I want to just chill and veg out on the couch. You're lacking motivation maybe. And maybe you're just not doing as much things as you like to do. Like you're ignoring texts, you're ignoring phone calls, you're just kind of hiding from the world and not feeling, which happens to me all the time. And some might say that's depression, and some might just say like, hey, I experience this here and there. And that's just why I wanted to chat with you today, so you can snap the F out of it. Because honestly, girl, it sucks being in that space. And I hate how when things used to be good and have all the things on my to-do list getting done and I'm feeling empowered, I'm feeling motivated, I'm feeling happy, and then all of a sudden things flip like that. And it's like, nope. I don't want to do this. This does not bring me joy. I'm ignoring it. I'm procrastinating it. I feel like I'm staring at the blank wall, and my thoughts are just like, what is my life? You know what I mean? You're just feeling like everything is slipping away from your fingers. And I just wanted to come in here and give some tips on how to literally snap out of it. So here are, I think I have, let me see, 8 tips today on how to just snap out of that fog and get your head out of the clouds and just come back into happiness and come back into joy and come back into your purpose, right? So number one would be here now. So being present is the key. And if you're not present, you are anxious, you are overwhelmed, you are second guessing things, you're looking back at things that happened in the past, or you're worrying about something that's going to happen in the future. Being present means you are legit focusing on where your feet are in this present moment. So right now with me, take a deep breath. The air you're breathing, the hot air in your nostrils, wiggling your toes, the clothes on your skin, the smells you smell, the things you see in front of you, whether you're driving your car, you're working out, you're walking, be present. Listen to the world around you in this present moment. And just see how that simple practice right there that we just did, literally took 30 seconds, brought you back down to what truly matters is what is going on right this second. Do what matters now. Because what you do now will affect your future, will change your past, right? Like what you do now is the most important part, not what you did, not what you're going to do, what you're doing now. And poof, that fog starts to clear, right? So being present is something that is huge that can help you get out of that freaking fog and snap out of it. Another tip. So tip number 2 is breath work, meditations, journaling. Obviously, I've said this a lot, and I've been doing meditations daily, and I have been obsessed with them. So just focusing on your breathing is huge. And breath work can be super helpful. And there's even like breath work apps on your phone that you can download, or even just doing meditations. Because when you're in that meditation state, you are breathing through it. And just breathing and staying conscious and aware of where you're at, what you're doing, how you're feeling, what is going on in your head, what's going on in your heart, what's going on in your body. There's so many ways you can meditate. Whether just the basic meditation, you see people sitting on the floor, crisscross applesauce, and meditating. You can do guided meditations. You can do meditations while walking, which I find really awesome. There's podcasts that's all meditations. You can do meditation in the shower, just right before bed. There's so many different ways. So get into the habit of adding that into your daily practice and your daily life, because it will definitely help you kind of just become more clear and more centered and more focused, especially if you're someone who struggles with sitting still and struggling with being in the present. Meditations and breath work and just reflecting and journaling is definitely something that could help you. All right, number three, dancing it out. I absolutely love a good dance party. Who is with me? I mean, sometimes literally before I do these podcasts or I'm working on my business, on team calls or anything like that, I put on good music. Hello, 2000s pop. Who's with me? A little Sierra. But it totally helps my mood and brings me back to that pure joy and just happiness and light and fun and silly and just where the magic freaking happens is where you're feeling that stress melt away and you're just like, dude, life is fun. Life can be silly. Life can be spontaneous. And why am I putting all this pressure on myself? Why am I second guessing everything? Why am I doing this to myself? Get out of that. Dance it out. Dance out that negative energy. Okay? Okay. All right, number four, volunteer. So when you're feeling down about your life and you might be feeling lost, and why not just go and volunteer and help a local cause, maybe donate clothes, help a church, volunteer at a local event, like 5Ks are coming up for, you know, Thanksgiving and stuff. So why don't you volunteer for that? You know, bake cookies for your neighbor or give back to someone in your neighborhood or something. Or if you see your neighbor putting up Christmas lights, go over and ask, hey, do you need some help? You know what I mean? Just go and do whatever you need to do to get out there and help. And giving back, honestly, is something that can warm your soul, literally. So I love to give. Like, I love to give gifts. I love to give presents. I love to bake goods and do things for other people. It just makes me happy and helps fill my soul and gives me a sense of purpose in a way, especially when you're feeling like you're in a fog. This can help because you're like, okay, I have a purpose. I did bring someone joy today and that made me feel good. All right, number five, get creative, try something new or change your surroundings. So something that I like to do and I've been doing a lot is like painting or doing a project around the house. I've painted all the rooms in the house, or I'll rearrange furniture, you know, get out decorations and switch things up, or, you know, try a new dance move on TikTok, which is so fun. Watch a funny new movie that you wanted to try. Go try new restaurants. Maybe try a new recipe. You know, paint something. Try singing. I don't know. Whatever you've been kind of wanting to do and just be spontaneous and be fun and do something new, or go hike a new mountain, try a new walk, do something different and get out of that funk and out of that norm that you're used to. And it really will spice things up. All right, number six, text a friend, get dressed up and go out, sister, because boredom can make you feel so chained down and like you just want to put on your sweatpants, sit on the couch and not text anyone. You're like, F that. I don't want to do that. And I just want to be the victim here and just hang out in my sorrows. But you got to resist that urge. And like, it just won't get you anywhere when you're feeling like that and vegging out. So text your bestie, put on your best dress, your best clothes, whatever makes you feel amazing. That lipstick, even though we have to wear masks out. And hit the town for dinner and drinks, even if it's just a quick like happy hour with your girl. Like, it will just lift your mood and just help you relax. All right, number seven, tip number seven is laugh it out. So laughing is literally the cure all to happiness and just joy. So when was the last time, think about this, when was the last time you really lost it and laughed uncontrollably and you were like, my abs hurt, my stomach hurts, I can't laugh anymore, my cheeks hurt. Like, remember that time like in middle school you would have a sleepover with all your besties and you all were laughing so hard, you're like, I cannot laugh anymore. You know, so if it's been a while, go to a comedy show or watch a comedy show on Netflix, watch some funny videos on YouTube, call a friend or watch a comedy or something else, or just be silly. Maybe play a fun like Cards Against Humanity with your husband or friends or whoever you live with. And it'll just come in handy when you're feeling a bit down and low and just feeling off. All right, number eight, this is the last tip. Run it out. So even if you hate running, there's something to be said for just, you know, picking yourself up, going outside and getting a good run in or even a good walk in, right? So if you're feeling less than happy where you are with life right now and you're feeling like, I suck, I can't do this, I can't do that, you're beating yourself up, try moving your body. And for me, like, I have been doing a new workout program that is weightlifting and running, but instead of running, because I don't do running because of my knees, I do the elliptical, which is so amazing. And basically, I'm sweating my booty off. I'm feeling sore. I'm feeling great. I'm throwing around some weights. I'm putting on some good music, and I'm at this high vibe state first thing in the morning. So moving your body, running it out, if you can get out for a walk every day or go out for a run, feel that breeze in your hair, feel that fresh air, get some sweat, like running and get your blood pumping, all of the things, this will totally help you. Trust me. Movement is such a game changer, not only just to get you out of the fog, get you back into the present moment, but just feeling more energized, more happy, more alive, and more in control. Like, how amazing that our bodies can do that. And being so grateful and thankful that our bodies can wake up, go do an awesome workout, and just feel so amazing afterwards. And I want you to remember, girl, everyone feels like blah from time to time, right? So don't beat yourself up when you are in that funk. Don't be embarrassed. And don't compare your funk to the people that you're seeing on social media who are all happy and go lucky all the time. Trust me, they experience being in this weird state too. So it's time to take back control and ownership of your own freaking happiness, because you freaking deserve it. Be your best friend. Snap out of it. And don't rely on someone else to make your day better. You can control that. So go after it, babe. You deserve it. All right. I hope you are feeling the vibes, feeling the high energy from me today. And if this show resonates with you, like I always say, go leave a review. I tricked you. But literally, go leave a review right this second. I better see 10 more reviews after this episode airs on Wednesday. Okay. I better go see it. Make it like 100 reviews. Share with your friends, share with your besties, share on your Instagram stories so we can get this Wind Up Women tribe built and get out there. And like I always say, go pour yourself a glass of wine or a delicious coffee with some Baileys in there. That sounds so good. But because it's never good to keep things bottled up. I will see you next week.